Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is Quince and the Crows by Gretchen Berg. Gretchen is a performance artist, educator, and writer. She's the lead teaching artist for Portland Side by Side, works in rural Maine schools through the Local Stories Project, and teaches performance courses at Bates College. She writes, "I wrote this poem a month after we spread Quince's ashes. She was one of my dearest pals. She lived with ALS for 5 years before it finally got her. I had been wanting to write about her and got thinking about my dad's death. He died at home in his favorite chair after eating a bowl of ice cream. I really wanted to call him afterward and congratulate him on his wonderfully classy exit. I had the same urge after I saw the crows flying overhead. I wanted to call Quince and tell her all about it." Quince and the Crows by Gretchen Berg. Dear Quince, 3 days after your birthday, you stopped breathing. 3 days after that, they cremated you. You were going up in smoke in Connecticut as I walked across the campus in Maine to meet my students in the hard December dusk. I cut across empty plain fields, heard voices, and looked up to see crows. Hundreds of crows flying in a long, skinny mob. No V, just a determined black procession. For nearly an hour, I stood and looked up as they kept flowing from south to north, from New Haven to South Paris, where we had learned to love each other. Where later, on a perfect August afternoon, your pals spread you on the knoll behind the barn. But not all of you. We'd saved out some of you to float that morning in a flower wreath in Brigham's Cove. We took turns on the knoll. Our hands got white, and we almost had the energy to make cocaine jokes. I licked you off my fingers with a swig of OK champagne, and we stood around looking in different directions. The last time we lay around in your sickbed, I told you about when I was in college cutting across my Ohio campus at dusk. I watched a dog chase a cat up a tree and then run to another tree and start barking up the wrong tree. I so wanted someone else to see it, but no one was around. But I got to tell you, and you laughed hard." That was Quince and the Crows by Gretchen Berg. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chuten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele, for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Jonathan Woodward with production assistance from Roddy Nickpour. The music is by Chris Moore. Hannah Perry manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.